We saw men struggling and fighting against each other. The cannons are belching forth flames and smoke. Shells burst overhead and among the great throng, and men were falling on every hand. We could hear the roar and din of battle. Indeed, it was so real that it seemed certain a battle was in progress, but, as the transforming hand reached out and over it, all became calm in an instant. As those who had been fighting so furiously but a moment before looked up, the hand traced in flaming letters that seemed to spread over the whole scene, "Peace, peace, the blessed peace of God surrounds you. You can only hurt and destroy the mortal. But one of God's own you cannot destroy, and you are all his own children. You can neither hurt nor destroy each other." Then, for a moment, it seemed that men were again determined that the struggle should proceed. This determination showed on many faces, especially those of the leaders. But it appeared that the more determined they became to go on, the less cause there seemed to be for a display of force. It also seemed that the more they attempted to discharge the weapons of destruction, the less effect they had, for try as they would, not a weapon could be used. Then the hand went on to trace, "Behind every cloud of storm or war, if men will only look, they will find God. They will find that God did not create the clouds of storm or war, that man created them, and, if they will look beyond and see, they will always find God's hand upraised in peace. War is not set or ordained by God. When men war with each other, they are entirely outside of God's province or power. They are entirely immersed in a man-made realm where God cannot interfere in any way, and they will be obliged to go on in this way until they see the fallacy of such strife. If one is sufficiently strong in his realization of God power, knows his ability to cooperate with that power, and does cooperate, he can stop a war instantly, just as you saw it stopped in this picture." Then Jesus continued, "I chose the way of the cross. It was not my Father's choice for me, but my choice, that all might see they can so perfect the life and body that although it be destroyed, it can be rebuilt and become more triumphant." The lights grew even brighter, until every vestige of limitation had disappeared. Not a wall surrounded us, not a roof overhead, not a floor beneath. We all stood together in boundless space. The 12 disciples came and arranged themselves near the great master, but did not surround him, for his presence stood out far more prominently than any other, with a never-to-be-forgotten brilliance and purity. The invisible choir boomed out, "His kingdom is here, for, of, and among men. Now henceforth and forever, one man, one God." The transforming hand again appeared and traced the words, "His kingdom is here now, among men, henceforth, forever, one man, one God." Then directly over Jesus' head were traced the words, "All for one, one for all." Buddha then appeared, standing at Jesus' right. The priest and Emil walked to them and knelt before them, Emil at Buddha's right and the priest at Jesus' left. Jesus clasped Buddha's partly upraised hand. They raised their free hands until these were over and just above the heads of the two who were kneeling, and said, "Peace, peace, peace. A glorious peace rests over all. We receive you, our dear brothers, into the great council of God's beneficent love, and that love and fellowship includes the whole world." Then all those assembled bowed their heads and made way as the four passed through the assembly. As they passed, the disciples and a number of those assembled followed, and all passed on until they disappeared from our vision. When they had begun moving through the assembly, the invisible choir had chanted, "We make way for these mighty brothers of love, for that love, the mighty love of God, redeems and unites all mankind in the great council of God's love, the brotherhood of man and God." As they passed from view, the great bell boomed out 12 strokes. Then, for a moment, the bells pealed a merry refrain and thousands of voices joined in, "We bring the glad new year and a brighter day for all the world." Our second year with these great souls had closed. Or on scribd.com/doc/92300246/life and teachings of the Masters of the Far East 14.